Years ago, after the war, Leon Roy and I, we worked together on the railroad, and we thought that it would be nice if we had a plot for the boys that was in the service, and we got it, and then they wouldn't put it up anywhere. They just put it in the institute, and it kicked around on the floor till they got sick of it, and then they stuck it way up in the corner, and nobody ever knew where it was. It's been on my nerve for a long time.
Aiken says he's tried to get a permanent monument in front of the Westminster Institute for a long time, but the Institute board was unwilling to take on the project. He found support recently when he brought it up again with Jim Grout, a board member, and Greg Holton.
I spoke to a few people way back, but they weren't interested. And some of them are dead. They're not here. Greg and Jimmy Grout are the two fellows that did most of the work. I was just idling along, that's all. I'm glad we got it, got the stone and everything. I thought it was going to be an awful job to get it and get it in place, but it worked out. It done fine. So I'm glad that I opened my mouth when I did. And we had two fellows that would listen to me. I wanted to get that plat out of that building where folks could see it. Somebody come up the road and they knew that their ancestors lived around here or something, and they could find out, look at that stone, they'd see where they were.
Aiken helped lead an effort to raise money for the monument. About $3,000 was raised for the granite monument and flagpole, and Aiken even chipped in $50 to support the cause. A ceremony was held in Westminster on Veterans Day, and Aiken's monument was officially presented to the town.
Now they think I'm a hero for it. I don't look at it that way. I know them boys, every one of them, if they were alive, they'd thank me 1,000 times. And I know a lot of them, because I worked with them. I see them every day. 71 boys on that paper. That's quite a few for this town. And they were all little young people. They're all gone. And I'm still here. It's hard to figure that out. And I'm glad that it's all done and it's sitting over there for anybody to look at now.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Westminster.